In Pakistan, gunmen have attacked tankers carrying fuel to U.S.-led foreign troops in neighboring Afghanistan, killing at least two people. The assault took place in a district in the northwestern tribal region of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa near the Afghan border. Two other people were wounded. Officials say that two truck drivers are also missing. Hundreds of NATO supply trucks have been destroyed in Pakistan in the past few years. Militants say the attacks come in response to the U.S. deadly drone strikes in Pakistan's tribal areas. Our correspondent Javed Rana joins us now from Islamabad to tell us more about this recent event. Javed, please give us all the updates and the details that we need to know.
Well, as many as two people, probably they were drivers, they were killed. One was injured, and from three to five other people are suspected to have been kidnapped by the militants. We don't know at this point of time about the exact identity of those who might have been behind this particular attack, but in the past, Taliban have been claiming responsibility of similar attacks on the NATO containers, not only in the northwest, but also in the southwest of Pakistan, which are the two major routes that link to Afghanistan, from where the US-led NATO forces have been withdrawing their weapons ahead of almost complete withdrawal by the end of this year. But also, more importantly, still the NATO supply line is has been giving a lot of more food supplies to the troops in Afghanistan from Pakistani side of the border. As compared to the past, the frequency of attacks against the NATO troops in this part of Pakistan has reduced. This attack is, I would say, somewhat unusual. We haven't heard of similar attacks on the NATO containers during the last couple of weeks.
And also, Javed, please explain the notion of what has taken place before. Many trucks have been destroyed in Pakistan in the past few years. The militants have described that these attacks stem out of the anger following the U.S. deadly drone strikes in Pakistan's tribal regions.
Well, that is exactly what the Taliban have been propagating and projecting very rightly, that since Americans are killing them and the tribal people inside Pakistan's tribal region, therefore they have been taking a revenge by attacking on the NATO containers. And they also attacked in the past and even now. On part of the reason, what they said was that the Pakistan is an ally with the U.S. And similarly, they also attacked on NATO forces inside Afghanistan. Again, part of the reason they had referred was the attacks by the U.S. Drones in Pakistan's tribal region. But last 3 to 4 months, there have not been a single U.S. drone attack in Pakistan's tribal region. That reason doesn't hold much water. But I think what is more significant in this entire developing picture, that is that the U.S. and the Taliban, they have a bad relationship. There have been attempts on the part of the U.S. to negotiate with the Afghan Taliban. They did not listen to them. And I think that kind of negotiations, those terms and conditions, were not acceptable to the Taliban. It is very unclear what are the latest reasons, but generally I would say that this is the enmity between the U.S. and the Taliban that might be behind the latest attack on the NATO containers.
Thank you very much, Javed. Press TV's Javed Rana joining us from Islamabad.